Communications. First item, please.
1277, request of Injured and Pissed Off to address council regarding Hope in Motion documentary.
Good morning.
My name's Injured and Pissed Off, and I'm here to talk about the documentary that Christopher Reeves made before he passed away. It was called Hope in Motion. He stated that there's 100 million people that have incurable diseases. I don't know if people had heard that before or not, but it's a DVD that's for sale online, or I assume still sold, because I was able to find two copies of it. 100 million people that have incurable diseases, there's like 60 million plus that's mental illness. And the rest of the 40 million, supposedly. Of course, that movie was made quite a few years ago. I don't know when he died, but I'm sure that there's been more people with mental illness and other incurable diseases since then. And of course, to have an incurable disease, well, it's got to be diagnosed by medical doctors, and not just one, but more than a few. And if a man ever spoke anything that was honest or truthful, his words, if people didn't know, his wife died also from cancer. I'm talking about Christopher Reeves' wife. And then, of course, one friend of his that they commented about, Robin Williams, well, he killed himself. It's one in three people in the United States that live with an incurable disease. Now, I wish that Nick Fish was here to hear this. I'm assuming that he'll find out eventually. That's the purpose of this. Robin Williams, well, he killed himself, and he wasn't, I'm sure, the only one that knew Christopher Reeves. That's a terrible situation to be in, of course. And there's another 10,000 people a year that have spinal cord injuries, which figures up, if you do the math, that it figures up to more than 200 people a week. And we've had spinal cord injuries, Mr. Mayor. I've got two fractures to my spinal cord. There's another, they call them incomplete fractures. Those total from 2,000 to another 10,000 people a year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for bringing the documentary to our attention. I look forward to seeing it.